So this is day 26 of the 28 days challenge. We're almost there. We're almost there. I try to find something to talk about, but I had no luck, honestly. And I could talk about the Pokemon Direct coming up tomorrow, but I don't think... I'm probably going to have to wait. And apparently Anchor is going to be doing maintenance work tomorrow too, so I don't know if I'll be posting anything tomorrow. But nonetheless, I really don't have much to talk about except for this post from Reddit from a subreddit called r/unpopularopinion. So here is the unpopular opinion. In order to have a dating life slash relationship, most men are not allowed to be shy, whereas most women can and will have a dating life slash relationship while being shy. Before I get into this, I can confirm that that is true. Because back when I was younger, I mean, here's the thing about being shy. If you're like super duper like F-boy shy, and I wouldn't say F-boy shy, but like E-boy shy. You got the E-boy look and it just complements like your shyness. You can probably pull it off. But if you're shy and you don't got that E-boy look, I can't guarantee that's going to help you. But yeah, title says it all. Having social anxiety or being shy is such negatively looked at trait by women that men are required to change that about themselves. Though this is not inherently a bad thing to have unless it's something on the extreme level. I'll go as far as saying that this, as the average man has to change more about themselves in order to be able to date people than the average women. Let me see what the comments say, because this is actually an interesting post. And this gal says, honestly, yeah, you're probably right. She's a woman who's also shy, introverted, and socially anxious. And she feels for men who have more pressure to make the first move. And she has many men approach her in life. And she rejected all of them because for most of her life, she wasn't even interested in a relationship. But the last guy that approached her was interesting enough, and now they've been together for almost 4 years. And yeah, obviously, rejection is kind of part of the thing, and I guess you could say it adds into the guys remaining shy and all this mess, but I think shyness could be combated with rejection, because at some point, you're going to get a little bit, I wouldn't say angry, but you're going to feel some type of way, and then you're going to kind of look at yourself and say, well, what's wrong with me? And then you're just going to try a whole bunch of things. So it's not really unpopular and not really an opinion either. And not really a Reddit post. Jesus, people are just roasting each other here for no dumb reason. Oh, somebody's going to say not even a roast. So really, she says she always assumed that there were tons of people like her and her husband. He's shy as F, and she can make friends with anyone. His mom and dad were the same way. Her brother and her sister-in-law are the same way too. She thinks it's kind of cute and that she intimidated the hell out of her husband when they first met. That sucks if other women are actually missing out on the sweet shy guys. Somebody said guy game and girl game are not the same. Never have been and never will be. People are really doing mental gymnastics to avoid recognizing that maybe their own vibes are just fucked. But to be fair, bald guys do better than bald women. That is true. Because, listen, with a bald guy, as long as he has money or just something of importance to a woman, they can get a woman. But with a gal, a bald woman, the best way she could really do that is if she can pull off the bald look. Like, I met some baddies that are bald, you know, buzz cut or no hair at all. And it's like, oh, wow, you actually look really, really good without hair. Like, I like it. You know, like, some gals can pull it off. Like, in order for gals to have that success, like, they just have to pull it off. They have to, I guess, like, the face, a lot of it with the face structure, maybe the body, like, you know, pretty intricate details. It said, unless a woman has big honkers and a fit body, then most of us don't care and we'll have a go. Oh, this is talking about yeah, bald women. Yeah, Amber Rose is one example of that. Yeah, Amber Rose, I mean, look, listen, I know her attitude, her demeanor is a little kind of like off, but she a baddie though, am I right? So I'm just trying to see what else I can say about this. There's a lot of comments I can go through, but bottom line is that it's just very dependent on the situation. Because here's the thing. We are in a time era. Well, now, I mean, ladies, you pretty much have the control on who you want to be with, on who you want to approach. Like, guys don't really have to do the approaching as much. So that expectation should be lifted off. You know what I'm saying? But guys are still expected to approach even in 2023, which is a little outdated. But how else can I add to this? Because it's very, I wouldn't say confusing, but conflicting. On one hand, like, yes, it's 2023. Guys really shouldn't approach. And now is the women's turn to approach. You know what I'm saying? We're trying progress here. But that same turn, if guys get approached by women, guys should also know how to, like, talk to a woman or interact with a woman. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the guy is going to have to, I wouldn't say entirely conquer their shyness, but like pretty much tweak something about it. So I don't know what else to explain about this other than the fact that, well, yes, we are in a pretty progressive era. There's some standards that are still traditional that are upheld on men, and it's just really odd that we're still doing that. And one example would be, hey, men should still be doing the approaching, which I don't, I mean, like I said, men still should be able to know how to have a conversation with a woman or interact with one in case a woman approaches them. So I think either way, the man is going to have to pretty much hone that skill, is conquering a bit of the shyness. Not a whole lot, but at least enough when a gal approaches him and starts talking to him. And then he has to talk back or strike up a conversation while the gal's approaching him. So either way, the guy still has to have that skill like honed, because at the end of the day, he's going to be interacting with a woman. So I don't know how else to explain it, and I don't want to go over on time with this episode. So that's pretty much all I have to explain.